and welcome to the last episode of season 3 of the Tony Time podcast. This week I am chatting to Sophie, who's planning a winter Christmas wedding, which is very exciting and very fitting to the time of year. Sophie also talks about having a long engagement and why they've chosen to make the decision to have a long engagement. We also talk about wedding planning motivation, which I feel like everyone is sort of struggling a little bit with at the moment, but hopefully we can all get positive and get back into the wedding planning process. So I hope you enjoy this episode and it makes you feel motivated about planning your own wedding. Sophie, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Really excited to talk about your winter wedding, especially with all like the snow and stuff we've had recently.
I know, it's so exciting. It's kind of putting me in the mood. I've got the wedding bug.
I bet it is quite exciting, especially like having like the winter that we've had and obviously the festive season has just been. I bet it makes you guys really excited. Are you like planning like a Christmassy wedding or like a winter wedding, would you say?
Well, a winter wedding, I would say. I mean, it took some convincing, but we are having crackers. Not crackers, but we're having some kind of cracker in there. Mainly just a winter wedding.
Yeah. You need to tell us about the cracker story on Christmas Day. So tell us about your engagement story, but include the bit of the about the cracker. So we should say you guys are getting married on the 16th of December 2023, but you guys got engaged on Boxing Day 2019.
Yes. So, I mean, the day before, obviously Christmas Day, obviously stay with Connor and his parents. So we were here for Christmas and my parents came over. Connor had asked my mum and dad's permission weeks before, so they already knew what was coming. Connor's dad knew what was coming. It was only me, his mum and his sister that didn't know. So we'd all kind of sitting around the Christmas table as you do, pulled our crackers. Out my cracker fell a plastic ring and my mum couldn't stop laughing, like hysterical laughing. I just kept looking at her like, mum, you're such a weirdo, like why are you being so embarrassing? It's just a plastic ring. And Connor kept giving her the eye like, okay, stop laughing now, this isn't funny. And then I just kind of blew over, wore the ring on my finger for ages.
The plastic ring.
Had my Christmas dinner. The next day we booked an overnight to Edinburgh. And then we got
married. And this is like something that you guys did every year from being together. You went to Edinburgh Christmas markets.
Yeah, so we went every year since we got together. Before we'd even kind of made it official that we were together, we went to the Christmas markets and went for dinner, went a walk around the market, went on the big wheel, the waltzers and all the rest of it. So this year it was just the same as per usual. We booked into our hotel, took a taxi down to the markets, went for a walk, had some mulled wine. I bought some incense like I normally do. And then there was no queue for the big wheel. And I was like, oh, there's no queue for the first time ever. Why don't we go on it just now?
Yeah. Oh,
that's a good idea. Because normally we're freezing cold standing there waiting.
Yeah.
So we jumps on, I sit down, the door shuts. We're kind of maybe like halfway up. So at the top kind of point.
Yeah.
And I don't really like heights.
So heights
give me the fear. And I don't, particularly when it's wobbly. So I always have to be sat down. I can never stand up.
Yeah. No, be the same.
So I'm looking over the sights of Edinburgh and then Connor gets down on the floor and I'm like, what are you doing? So I went to smack him to be like, why are you making this thing wobble? So my hand is raised in the air and he turns around and he's got a ring in his hand and I could have slapped him from shock. Like I genuinely was like, what the hell? And just wailing. He got down on one knee, couldn't really say very much.
Yeah.
Literally like, oh, I don't really know what to say, but will you marry me? And then I was just so shocked, like I couldn't even say yes, probably like twice round it before I even said yeah. And each time we passed round the bottom I was obviously in hysterical tears. People were like looking and clapping and all the rest of it. I'm like so embarrassed.
did people know then what had happened, do you think?
Oh, I think so. I think by the time, because the first time we got round Connor was still on the floor going, is that a yes or and then they kind of saw him on the floor. And then we come back round again. And the guys who run the machine were kind of like, oh, that's so nice. And then I got off and I was just hysterically crying. So if anybody thought there was a tragedy had happened or I'd got engaged.
Yeah.
It was mad.
You must have been so shocked then.
Oh, I was like so shocked. I couldn't stop shaking. We took some pictures. I FaceTimed my mum. My mum was already crying before we'd even like answered the phone because she knew that it had happened.
Yeah.
we went for dinner and I couldn't eat my dinner. I was like so unbelievably shocked that I just couldn't eat my dinner. Couldn't hold my knife and fork.
I bet your mum couldn't wait for that phone call. I bet she did kind of let them know that he was going to do it on Boxing Day.
Yeah, so he told them exactly when it was going to happen and where he was planning to do it. So she knew it. She knew the phone call was coming. We obviously, now looking back on it, I found out that like in the morning before we'd set off, because they'd stayed overnight on Christmas Day through to Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And in the morning I was upstairs getting dressed, and Connor and my dad went out the back garden. My dad was like, "You sure about this, son?" My dad's like, "Yeah." And he gave him a cuddle and went, "Okay, good luck. I'll see you soon." And then my mum was crying before she left the house. And I was like, "Mum, why are you crying? What a weirdo." Like,
oh, bless. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it was nice.
Your families must be pretty close then already, because if you guys are obviously spending Christmas Day with both your parents together.
I mean, I'm an only child, so when me and Connor first met, obviously I lived here. So the first Christmas together, which was just after we started going, or just before we started going out, we never really spent time together. And then the first Christmas we were together, I spent Christmas Eve at my mum and dad's, so did Connor, and then we both came through here on Christmas Day. And then when I moved here to live with them, they were just like, "Oh, we can't have you splitting up from him and going here and there. Why don't your mum and dad just come up and do Christmas with us?" So they've done that for 3 years now, which is really nice.
So nice.
It's nice that they all get on.
Yeah, that's really nice. Oh,
I love it.
So you guys have planned a Christmas winter wedding. Did you always think, from being little, did you think, "Oh yeah, I definitely want to get married at Christmas," or did you have visions for like a summer wedding?
Oh no, we knew that we were having a summer wedding. We were having a summer wedding.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. I was having like blush and lilac bridesmaids. Like, that was the vibe. And then we got engaged, and we just both knew that it was meant to be a Christmas wedding. It was so weird. Like, we just knew after we got engaged, okay, we're supposed to get married.
That's crazy, especially if you like envisage this summer wedding from being little as well.
I know, I just always thought, okay, I'm going to wear like a really nice strappy dress, and it'll be a beautiful sunny day. Now, for all I know, it could be snowing or raining or whatever, but I mean, it's Scotland, so it could rain in the summer anyway.
Yeah, true. What do you think swayed you to a Christmassy winter wedding?
Everything in our relationship that's happened, like all the kind of milestones and everything, have always been at Christmas. Our favourite time of the year is at Christmas.
Yeah.
At winter time anyway, we love going to like garden centres and everything in the winter time, and
yeah,
going for walks all cosy and stuff like that. So it just kind of made sense that, right, okay, this is our favorite time of the year, so why are we not getting married at this time of the year?
Yeah, and you guys are getting married the week before Christmas as well, so it's going to be feeling so festive, isn't it?
Oh, I'm so excited. Well, we're hopefully by that point, because that year we're hoping to move into our first house, because we're hoping to buy that year, so it'll be like our first Christmas
in your new house as well.
In our new house, like, it'll be so nice. I'm so looking forward to it.
That's really nice. That kind of leads on to you guys wanting a longer engagement, because you want to plan and save and you want to buy your own house. But I know that for you, that came with a few struggles, or maybe like negative vibes from other people, and probably without those people realizing that it gave you these like negative vibes.
Yeah.
By like, if you said to someone, "Oh, wait, when are you getting married?" "Oh yeah, we're getting married in like 3 or 4 years." "Oh wow, that's a long engagement."
Actually, do you know that we have made an Instagram post about it in the hopes that other people would see it and go, "Oh, they actually don't like that." It was at the start, it was like, "Oh yeah, we're not getting married for a while, ha ha ha." But then the longer it went on, when we started looking at important things, so when we started booking our venue or talking about bridesmaids' dress colours or photographers, people would be like, "Oh, well, you've got years for that yet." It was as if it wasn't as important as it would be if we were getting married next year. And while it's still a long engagement, for the want of a better term, it's still just as exciting.
Yeah,
just because
it is.
It's a few years down the line.
Yeah, you're planning your special day. And I think the most important thing is you're doing it because you want to save up and pay for it without getting into debt, which I think is really, really important. I think that that's quite admirable, really, rather than just like rushing into it and getting yourself in debt and ending up having to like pay it off and stuff.
We just don't want to, like, I mean, we're hoping to obviously buy a house the same year, so we'll obviously have like decorating to pay for and furniture and all the rest of it. Like, we just don't want to kind of enter married life paying off everything. Like, I just can't think of anything worse. Not being able to celebrate, because all we can think about is, "Oh god, that cost cost a lot and we're still paying it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think what you said about it not being as important just because you're booking it so far in advance is like a really important thing, because like you said, it is important to you guys. It doesn't matter how far in advance you are doing that, it's still like super exciting.
Because I thought it might just be me. Like I thought at first, because I kept it to myself, like, oh, maybe this is just me. Maybe I'm just being really ridiculous. And then I brought it up to Connor, and Connor was like, do you know, I know what you mean. Like, this is quite annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah. So then I put that post on my Instagram account, and I couldn't believe the amount of brides from like bridal Insta that were like private messaging me, commenting on the post, being like, oh my god, thank god someone said that, because me too. Like, I can't, it's so annoying. It made me feel like, oh, so maybe it's not just me. Maybe this is actually a thing. Maybe people just don't like it. Which was kind of nice, because that kind of started my Insta support, like people, other brides just kind of like supporting you and making you not feel as ridiculous as you probably do feel.
Yeah. Well, it's people that are in the same boat as you, isn't it? It's very relatable for you to have those other people in the same boat as you. And I don't think the people saying it, like I said, will realise that actually that's like offending you a little bit or making you feel a little bit negative about it.
Yeah, no. And I don't think they did, to be fair. Like, I don't think people obviously intentionally said anything to make me feel any type of way, but I think once we kind of brought it up, people were like, oh, actually, yeah, I do get that. Like, that's quite annoying, isn't it? Like, yeah. Yes.
And I think with you guys having a longer engagement, it's also, so you guys got married in December 2019, and then obviously at the beginning of 2020, we didn't expect the year that we've had in 2020. I guess it didn't allow you guys to get like super excited about your engagement straight away, because it kind of got whisked like away, I guess.
Yeah. It was like a balloon being like, oh, we started off so excited. Oh my God, we've just got engaged. How cool is this? This is so fun.
Yeah.
And then it literally got to like March, and we were like, right, well, that's that gone. I mean, we never had an engagement party. We planned one for April. That's all these big exciting plans. And I ended up asking my bridesmaids to be my bridesmaids in the middle of lockdown, doorstep deliveries, being like, hi, do you want to be my bridesmaid? Can't cuddle you or share this nice moment. So that was it was a very weird situation. We're kind of hoping that by this like 6 month time we'll be able to finally have an engagement party. But
yeah,
it just felt, you know, that way. Sometimes I'm like, is it ridiculous to have an engagement party now when we've planned our full wedding nearly? Like, is this weird to do this a year and a half later? But nah, I think we're just going to do it. Like, I think we're going to go for the I do barbecue vibe and just have a big barbecue out the back garden. If COVID lets us do that.
Yeah. Well, in a way, it's kind of handy really that you guys have planned a long engagement, because it'll give you probably the same length of time that everyone else has engaged.
Yeah.
And celebrating the fact that you are engaged as well. So that's probably quite handy in a way.
It's been one thing that like has redeemed the year, I think, to know that we still have some good planning time ahead. We still have things that we can celebrate and everything properly, hopefully.
So let's talk about your planning. So you guys booked your venue within like 3 weeks of being engaged, was it?
that's
some good going.
But we'd only visited one venue, and the one venue that we'd visited was that one. But it wasn't even as if we'd visited that because we got engaged. We went a year before that, before we even got engaged, for overnight. I don't know if Connor had actually been before, but I'd certainly never been. And it's Cornhill Castle that we're getting married in. And it's got this beautiful big driveway. So we booked an overnight. Connor was driving. We kind of went up the driveway, and then this big castle appeared from the trees, and it was just so beautiful. And I had a weird feeling in my tummy all the way up the driveway. And I've never seen the place, but I just had a weird feeling. We got into the castle. We got settled. The girl who was shown us about, like, okay, if you need anything, come and let us know. She shut the door behind us, and I started crying. Connor was like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not okay. And then he was like, are you thinking what I'm thinking? And I'm like, I don't know, because if I say this, am I going to sound like a crazy person?
Yeah.
We're not even engaged yet.
Yeah.
And he was like, is what you're going to tell me that when we get married, you want to get married here? And I'm like, yeah. How weird is that?
How crazy that you guys are like so like on the same level.
We're so in tune. It's really weird. We're like the same person. But yeah,
this is a year before you're engaged as well, isn't it?
There was no Connor at this point hadn't even planned to propose or anything. We just knew that was the vibe. And then we'd booked an overnight at Cornhill Castle, I think, for the next year. We'd went again, we'd been for afternoon teas, we'd kind of been back and forward ever since. We'd never really explored any other wedding venues. We got engaged and we were just like, okay, so we're getting married at Cornhill Castle. And it was just a thing we just knew.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It's so nice.
So when you actually booked it, so you engaged 3 weeks later, you go and see the venue. Did you have intentions of booking it, or did you think, oh, we need to look, but maybe like let's look at somewhere else as well? Or?
So we went for a viewing. We booked a viewing first of all. We went to just look at the place. We got the kind of show round that you normally get.
Yeah.
Shows around the ballroom and the bedrooms and the honeymoon suite and all the rest of it. We went out to the cafe area, had a cup of coffee, and we just kind of looked at each other and went, so yeah, we're getting married here. And then that day they reserved a date for us. And then we went back 2 weeks later with our parents and paid the deposit. Wow. We just knew.
I bet your parents like all loved it as well.
Well, it's funny because my mum's the only one that's seen it. My dad's not seen it.
I see that.
We for Christmas that year, like our Christmas present to my mum and dad, which is so bizarre because I didn't know we were obviously getting engaged, but we booked for Christmas. We booked my mum and Connor's mum and my auntie for afternoon tea.
Oh, lovely.
We all went, that was already booked, so we waited till the afternoon tea, and then my mum and Connor's mum kind of got Connor's mum's already seen it, but my mum hadn't, so they kind of got a feel for it and everything as well.
And then
my mum paid the deposit for us, which was really nice.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That was really good.
So when you guys have booked the venue, are you then in like full on wedding planning mode?
To begin with, it was more like Pinterest addict style. Like I just couldn't stop looking at different things, watching Say Yes to the Dress, reading all the magazines I could get my hands on.
Yeah.
And then that kind of fizzled out when COVID started, and then Connor's sister was getting married in October. I mean, I was our maid of honour as well, so it was just kind of like, okay, my focus is now on you because you're getting married so soon. And then obviously COVID started, so we wanted to make sure that she had the best day possible that she could have.
Yeah.
So then that sort of, our kind of planning kind of went out the window. But then they got married in October, and I think since they've got married, we're like, oh yeah, we're getting married.
Yeah. You probably makes you feel excited again, the fact that you've like obviously watch someone else plan and been involved in their day as well. It probably helps you get that motivation back. So when you first started planning, are you just like pinning everything on Pinterest, looking on Instagram?
Yeah, we like when we got engaged, we kind of chatted back and forward about what kind of things we'd like, and then we went to the wedding fair in February. We'd looked at different things. Connor had found his kilt, found what he wanted.
Yeah.
So he got fabric swatches, which we still have from February, and that's definitely what he wants. That had kind of started in February time, and then from then onwards it kind of fizzled out.
Yeah.
But now we're kind of back in full swing.
Do you think it fizzled out because of like COVID and just like kind of zero motivation?
Literally COVID happened. That kind of completely threw us off because we were like, right, okay, well, we can't have an engagement party, so what's the point in planning a wedding?
Yeah.
We can't even celebrate the fact that we're getting married, let alone like plan it. And then obviously Connor's sister got married, so we were really, really focused on that.
How did you find being involved so closely with someone else's planning? Because like you said that you're her maid of honour, I bet it was so good for you guys to be together in the same boat, both planning a wedding.
Yeah, at the start it was like weird territory. Like at first I felt really guilty when we got engaged. I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to hate me. And then I literally was like, okay, well, that's it. Her sisterhood has gone out the window. Oh no, she's not going to like it. And then we got engaged and it was just like, okay, well, this is exciting. The first day we were away in Edinburgh for that overnight. And then when we came back, Lauren and his sister had like decorated her room with banners and balloons and all of her wedding magazines that she no longer needed. She put them all out on my bed. It was so nice. Like, it was one of the nicest feelings to know, okay, well, we're on board with this.
Yeah.
And I knew that I don't have any sisters or anything, so I knew that she would be my maid of honour before she knew she would be my maid of honour as well. So that was really nice to know, okay, we're both helping each other out here, which is really nice.
Yeah, that's so sweet that you've got each other as well and that you're both each other's maid of honour as well. Did you find having Lauren go through the planning process useful for you in terms of like do's and don'ts or like learning from her mistakes almost?
Not so much her mistakes because she's like a meticulous machine. Like she had planned her wedding in weeks. She knew what she was having, but almost like I could say, this is what I really want, and she'll go, oh, that's not good, it's not a good idea, or she'll go, yeah, that's a really good idea. So for example, we were talking about bridesmaids dresses the other day of like what I wanted. Connor doesn't like the ones that, well, not he doesn't like them, but he's not as keen as the ones that I like.
Yeah,
but Connor's best man is Lauren's husband. So,
it's like both of you, each other.
So Lauren's like, okay, don't worry on it. I'll work my way around it with her husband to tell Connor that that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
So we're kind of scheming together, which is funny.
Little do they know.
I know, it's great.
So you said she got married in October. So did they have restrictions then? Did they have to like replan the wedding last minute or anything?
I mean, they had plan A to Z ready to go. Like, they knew, okay, well, if we have 50 people, this is what it will be like. If we have 20 people, this is what it will be like.
Yeah.
Like, they planned so much that they just knew that they were getting married regardless, but they just knew they had to select which plan it was going to be.
Yeah, definitely.
And it was only 20 people. There was no reception after it. It was the most weirdest thought, but on the day it was beautiful. Like, it was one of the most intimate and just, it was just so special.
Yeah.
Really, really nice. It was so nice to be a part of.
I bet. Intimate weddings are so, so, so personable. I absolutely love them. I bet it's nice for those guys as well, because even though now their wedding is over, they've actually got someone else's wedding to like really look forward to and like help plan.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, they've still got their party to go, which is really nice. But I think obviously now that Connor and I are still planning our actual wedding day, it's kind of nice that we have them to like help us and go to for advice.
Yeah.
It's so nice because we're all so close to each other as well. So we're just like best friends. It's so nice. And like Lauren is my sister. So, well, I say it as my sister, but we are like sisters. So I can literally ask her anything and I know that she'll be honest and telling me that's not a good idea.
Yeah. So at this point, have you sort of planned your colour scheme for the wedding?
Yeah, so we'd originally thought before, I mean, I've always, since I was a little girl, envisioned like...
Oh, you mentioned lilac and lilac my summer wedding.
Yeah, lilac and whatnot for a summer wedding. But if it was a winter wedding, it would always be burgundy because that's my favourite colour.
Yeah.
But Connor's sister had that. And not that we would be copying them, I'm like, I want something different.
Definitely.
So... because I want something different, like, right, okay, what can I have then? I've never thought any other options. And now the options that I've got, like, okay, Connor, you need to get on board because this is a nice idea.
Yeah.
But see, to be fair, Connor's so laid back that if I tell him that that's what I like, he'll go, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not that bad, to be fair. Kind of champagne-y colours, I think.
And then introducing, like, your burgundies more so in the flowers and things like that.
Accessories and flowers and all the rest of it. So just kind of nice and cosy and one today. I want to bring in red tartan as well, but don't know how to do that.
What colour is Connor's tartan that he's chosen?
So he's chosen like a dark kind of slate grey, almost kind of grey navy colours. But I'm thinking if I put the girls in something quite simple, I'm thinking because it's obviously winter outside, put in either like a kind of leather jacket over like kind of tartan scarf, like berry colour tartan scarf, which I think will be quite nice.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't really know all the extra bits. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to plan that.
It's almost like you've got so much time. I feel like you've got time to change your mind many times.
It's so bad. That's what I keep saying to Connor. Like, we've already booked a photographer and a videographer. Could you imagine if we get to next year and go, actually, I don't really want to go with them anymore? I'm like, oh. But that's just my overthinking. Connor's quite literally like, it'll be fine.
Yeah. I think it's probably quite hard to plan a wedding, like, so far in advance. I think I would be like fearful of, oh my God, I don't know if I like that. But if you've planned the big things so far, and then you have got so much time to make your mind up on what colours you want and time to experiment with different ideas and things, and especially if you're using Pinterest loads, you can almost have like a different Pinterest board for each like colour scheme that you're kind of thinking.
I do. It's like literally different color schemes. It's all organized, so I've got like different bridesmaid colors and then different like decoration colors for each different style. It's just ridiculous, to be honest. But
so what's your venue like inside? How are you feeling like you're going to decorate the indoor?
I don't actually think we're going to need much.
Nah.
Inside, maybe on our tables, I'm going to try and do my own flower arrangements. I don't really know how that's going to go, though. But I'm trying to do things like that, DIY. It's quite, I want to say romantic inside. Like, it's really old-fashioned, but modern. It is a castle, so they've actually just renovated it, but they've still kept that really nice, cosy aesthetic, which we really, really loved about it when we first went. So I actually, they've got a big beautiful, like, call that like a disco ball.
They've got
one of them and everything in the ballroom. Like, it is just absolutely beautiful. But the only thing I think we'll be decorating with is on our tables. Like, I don't really think we need much more than that. It's just that it kind of speaks for itself.
Are you thinking of keeping it like super cozy, like maybe with candles and
loads of lanterns and rich colors, like kind of dark and warm. That's the kind of idea.
Would you say you've got any sort of like style, or do you think it's probably all made up within like the colour scheme of the wedding?
It'll probably be like colour scheme based.
Yeah.
We do have like a kind of style that we're thinking, like, I say style, not really. It's just like different colours more so that we're interested in. We're not having a theme or anything like that. So
Nah.
Just all colour based.
What things are you thinking of making then for the wedding? Is there much that you've planned to like DIY, or are we still collecting all your ideas?
Super ambitious. I was like, okay, I'm gonna be a DIY queen.
Yeah.
No one will be able to believe that I've done it. And now I'm like, oh, well, can I just hire someone to do that? But I'm thinking, because we've got candelabras that are included in our package for each table, so I'm going to make like a flower arrangement for each table to go around the candelabras and everything. I really want, it's so ambitious, but I really want to make like a kind of miniature Ferris wheel type thing.
Oh, nice.
Because we obviously got engaged on
one
and put it somewhere, but I don't really know. Corner's a bit like, that's ridiculous. Like, yeah, it is a bit.
Do you mean like use it within for something?
Yeah, so like we'd kind of talked about having like a sweet table, so we're not having like a candy buffet or anything like that, but we're having a sweet table. So we've got a bit of a bird cage, and we're going to put like Tunnock's tea cakes in it and caramel wafers, and then use the little Ferris wheel, just kind of decoration wise, just to go around about it. And then I want to make like giant size Jenga. I don't know if that's a thing, but I know you can buy them, but it'd be really cool to just make my own.
Yeah.
To keep people occupied while we're doing
the photographs. I don't know if they'll need occupying.
I know. See, this is the thing though, because a lot of people are like, you don't need to do that much. Like, it's really, you don't need to do that much. But there's so many, I have so many ideas that I want to make a wedding arch, not for the actual ceremony, but for round by our cake table and corners. Yeah. Like, just hire someone to do that.
But you'll probably enjoy doing it yourself as well.
I mean, I'm doing all of her table names and like her invites myself as well. Like, I find all of that really therapeutic. Like,
how have you done all that?
So I'm starting to learn, I'm learning calligraphy and everything just now. Quite a lot of it is just on the computer, to be fair.
Yeah.
But her table names, I got a cry cut machine. So I'm going to use
that. So much about these.
Honestly, it's an investment, but it's so worth it. It's one of the best things that I've bought for her wedding, because I can literally do everything with it.
I was going to say, like, do you not find yourself labelling so much in the house as well?
See, I've not started yet. So I bought it and I've kind of put it away, because I know that the minute I open it, I'm going to just want to use it.
Yeah.
So
and
it's
label
kind of been,
everything.
Label everything. So it's been used, but not to an extent that I would have probably imagined I would have used it so far.
Yeah.
It will be coming really useful when we're doing our wedding names and everything, our table plane names and stuff. So that'll be good.
You guys have been engaged for like just about a year now, haven't you? But you actually booked like so much already, and I don't know how you've managed to do that, given that obviously we spent like the majority of the year in lockdown. How did you find like booking? Because you booked some big things. Like you said, you booked your photographer, videographer.
Yeah.
How did you find all these people?
Our photographer we found at a wedding fair that our venue actually did, which was really good. And we just, I mean, we saw his stuff. We kind of took a moment on our own and went, yeah, we really like his stuff. We came home and booked him. And I have to say, Instagram bridal side of things really helped us find our videographer, just through word of mouth. Like it was just other brides saying, oh, this is who we've booked, and then you go onto their page and then before you know it you're scrolling down, and we really just loved the guy's style. Like we just saw it and thought, okay, that is what we want. And don't get me wrong, there was other videographers that we'd looked at who did the kind of same work but was just so much more expensive. So we got to the point where we were like, right, okay, let's do it with this guy because his style is just the same, not going to break the bank.
Do you not feel like you needed to meet these people? I know you met your photographer in person. Your videographer, did you meet him in person?
No, but I'd messaged him a few times, and then he was the first one to say, do you want to have a phone call? And that was really reassuring to people to like,
he's quite forward about it.
His personality and everything. We were on the phone and he was cracking jokes to Connor and everything. And like, we were just, it was just such a nice guy. Do you know that way? We kind of vibed off him as soon as we came on the phone. We were like, oh, that's pretty cool. That.
Yeah.
I'm glad we did that, because had we not done that, it would have been really, really weird.
Yeah.
I think.
By the sounds of it, you guys are like intuitive with each other, but also like on first impressions and things as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're really like, when we know we like something, we like it. And if we don't, it's just the vibe. But like, I'm really into vibes. I know that's so weird, but like I can tell whether I like something or I don't pretty quick.
I think you just like trust your instincts, and if you, I think that, that's good if you're fairly confident in trusting your instincts as well.
I think that's really important though. Like, it was a bit like the Instagram situation. Like, I had originally made an account and then was like, oh no, that's ridiculous, who's going to want to follow me on that? And then my instinct told me, no, actually, that's a really good idea, make one again. So I did. And
yeah, it's
just one of my things. Like, I always just go by instinct. If it works, it works.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Because you found the Instagram community like really, really super useful, I think, haven't you?
Yeah, really supportive. Like, at first I thought it was ridiculous, not in terms of other people using it, but me using it, and now I just use it for inspiration almost. Yeah. And I mean, we've obviously not bought our house yet, but I put a post up recently on it saying like, this account is actually for everything. So that's why it's not like the Holtz are getting married or something. It's like, we're planning our house, we're planning our wedding. Yeah. Like, we kind of just want inspiration. It's not for us to post as such. It's mainly just to get inspiration from everyone else.
Yeah, true. I have a few different Instagram accounts, like one for my photography and then obviously one for this. And each account follows like different people. So my photography account might follow photographers, and then this account for the podcast will follow brides. And I love having a different account for different things.
Oh, it's so good. It just mainstreams everything. Do you know, like, you know that, I mean, you get the select few, but you know that most of the people who follow you because they're on the same wavelength as what you're on.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
And what's interesting, we were talking about this earlier, and you were saying like, with your personal account, you wouldn't really like chat to anyone, but for some reason you have like these superpowers when you've got like an account.
Oh, it's so good.
For purpose, and you can just talk to anyone.
There was this one bride that, I mean, she's getting married at Cornhill Castle as well.
Oh.
And it's so nice. And we've got like a little Cornhill Castle Instagram messenger thing now. So we just like, we're all in one big group chat. And every time we find another bride, we add them to it. But the first one,
so useful for you.
Oh,
all.
It's so nice. So good. Because like, if one of us has an idea, we can kind of talk about it.
Yeah.
But one of the girls that I'd met through, I think she'd posted one of her save the dates, and I was like, oh my god, I need that. And then we just got chatting, and now like we had a kind of FaceTime a few months ago, like now we just chat every now and again about wedding bits, and it's just so nice, like, to be able to go on and chat to a stranger. I mean, I know that that's not always fun, but when you're interested in the same things and you can kind of openly talk about something without judgment, it's actually really quite nice.
Having other brides that get married at the same venue must, from an outsider's view, you'd almost think that everyone's would feel competitive in a sense of, oh, my wedding needs to be better than the next wedding. But the fact that everyone's being so inspirational, like, to each other, and you can all share like, oh, this works really well, I'm not sure on this, that's so, so useful, isn't it? I wouldn't have even thought about
so
that.
So fun. Like, it's good in terms of like, when we were looking at our videographer, I had put a message in saying, who have you guys booked for your videographer? And they all messaged back with different ones, and one of the girls that's actually with my videographer recommended him. So we saw him based on her recommendation, and then we went and booked him. And it's just it's been so useful. Like, I can't recommend it enough. It's been so useful to just have a wee bit of support.
Yeah, definitely. So you guys, you're getting married in just less than 3 years, which I know feels like it feels like ages away, but equally, how fast has this year gone?
No, literally, this is what I was saying the other day.
Like, mad.
I can't believe we've been engaged a whole year, because the year has just absolutely flown in.
And then this time next year, you'll be saying, we're getting married next year as well, which just feels
so
crazy.
Exciting. And I think because between now and then, we still need to celebrate our engagement.
Yeah.
We still have wedding 2.0 for Connor's sister.
Yeah.
We still need to buy our house. Like, there's so many exciting things to happen before that I think it'll just appear from nowhere.
Definitely.
Which is quite nice.
I mean, you'll have like so much inspiration to plan for your house as well. Your feed is going to be like full by this time next year.
I know. I kind of neglect the page every now and again, and then when I go back on, I'm like, oh, this is so exciting. Like, I have so much. We're kind of buying and going. So we're kind of buying bits for our house and storing them away so that when we eventually move, it's not not scary.
What do you think, looking forward to your wedding, what do you think you're most looking forward to about the wedding?
I think we're just looking forward to being married, and that's absolute cringe, but
we're
both, I mean, every day Connor will come in the morning or whatever and say morning wife to be, and like, it's just so nice. Like, we just can't wait to be married. As I say, if we could
morning
do
wifey.
I know. if we could afford to do it this week, we would do it this week. But we're just kind of saving just now.
You've got so many, like, so much more other exciting things to look forward to. It's like a whole journey for you guys. It's not about just a wedding, is it? It's about, like, so many other things as well.
It is. It's like a whole experience. It's so nice. I think it's, I'm glad that we're waiting, because we have so many other kind of milestones to happen before.
Yeah.
That it kind of makes it just all the more special.
Yeah.
When it eventually happens.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be really, really, really special. Thank you so much for sharing your stories with me today, Sophie. I can't wait to see your account grow. It's going to have so much inspiration on there. But I really appreciate you taking the time to tell us all about your winter wedding.
I know. Thank you so much for having me. It's been so nice.
Thank you again so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed season 3. Don't forget, if you would like to be featured on season 4 of the Tony Time Podcast, all you need to do is pop me a message over on Instagram at Tony Time Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe, and I will see you in a couple of weeks.